Hi, it's Chris Watkin here. I'm with Andrew Stanton, who was an estate agent for 32 years, both corporate and owned multi-branch. You're now CEO of PropTech PR, and you seem to be all over the papers. Andrew, what is PropTech and do agents need it? Talk to me.
So, PropTech, hot word, what does it mean? Technology in the property sector, an enabler, enhancer, making life easier for everybody. Lots of phrases, lots of words are used, but really it's just technology making the day job an awful lot easier.
Okay. I've gone on record saying that 80% of prop techs are a waste of time, creating solutions to problems agents don't have. Is that a fair comment?
I think it's 85%. But the 15% is crucial and will change the industry. And I think that's the dilemma, really, knowing what the 15% is.
So what do you think good looks like when it comes to prop tech?
Good are technological advances, which mean that agents make more profit and that customers have a much better time of it.
Okay. So where do you think prop tech firms go wrong with their prop tech, especially the creating solutions to problems we don't have?
Okay, where they go wrong is I meet maybe 20 CEOs or leads of prop tech companies in London every month. And I would say half of them have never been estate agents and half of them don't really understand the processes. So that's where they go wrong.
But I mean, you don't have to be an estate agent to know what the problems are. Are they just not asking the right questions?
Well, I think a lot of the companies are trying to reinvent the whole business. And the really good ones are trying to find small solutions which can be applicable to many, many companies.
So are there any particular firms that have, where you think, wow, that's interesting?
Yeah, I think the ones that are interesting are those who are delving into artificial intelligence, machine learning, processes that will help agents and automate processes that are going on in the background. Everyone says that agency is a people and a person industry. It certainly is. I think in reality, there'll be less estate agents in the future because obviously technology will replace some. But it's replacing some in all the other industries. In some ways, I don't understand why estate agents think that it's the last bastion and it won't change. Of course it's going to change. Banking's changed. We had fintech. And of course, you know, that industry has changed. You can buy stuff on your watch, on your mobile. And of course, we're doing all our transactions now on a mobile. I had a gentleman the other day, still, I'm going to set up an office in Mayfair. Come and see me. Give me some ideas of what I should be doing. We went and had a coffee. And I said, have a look around. And he said, what are we looking at? And I said, your customers. And I said, are they coming to your Mayfair office? I said, they're coming to this office and they're on their phone. And that's what's important. And that's where transactions are going to take place.
So where do most prop tech firms go wrong then? You know, these 20 people you see every month.
Well, where they go wrong is, one is it takes a long time for them to get to a finished product. So it can take them 3, 6, 9 years, which to me seems crazy. I'm from the world of estate agency where you wouldn't wait 9 years to make profit or go to market. And I think the other side of it is people in the estate agency world, the other flip side of it is I have talked to a huge amount of CEOs of large companies and small companies, and they come to me and say, Andrew, what technology should I be adopting? And I say to them, well, what's your budget? And what do you want to achieve? Do you do lettings? Are you lettings heavy or are you sales heavy? The problem at the moment, there is no one all embracing answer to everything. Recently, I went and saw a client and he said, tell me what I'm doing wrong. And you know, he wasn't doing things wrong. He could just do them better. And then I drafted up 20 bullet points of what he should be doing. One of them was to change his CRM. And he said, oh, can you project manage that for me? And I spent 3 days talking to different companies about their CRMs, what they had, what they didn't have. I came forward with what I thought was best for his business. But not one of them had social media in it. And I thought, this is madness. Why wouldn't you have CRM and social media built into it? Because if I was an agency, I'd be thinking, well, I need that. I need to engage with the general public. General public needs to know about me. It's not sort of bolt-on, maybe. It's people on their mobile phones, they look at it, I'm told, 73 times a day. They're on it for 3 hours a day. If your business isn't there, why would someone want to do business with you? Gone are the days, I mean, I'm 57, and I remember brands and I remember agents. But if I was 23, to be honest, I'm going to find my agent that I'm going to use on my mobile. I'm going to engage
the demand side. We're talking about supply. You need landlords and vendors, and they're in their 40s and 50s. So yeah. That doesn't apply, does it?
In terms of finding them? Yeah. I think so. Because I think your landlords and your vendors, they also are on social media. Everybody is. And often what I say to a client who says, oh, I don't want to be on social media, I think it's a load of nonsense. I say, okay, well, talk to everybody you know and ask them how they buy stuff. And they're going to say, I'll just Google it, I'll just go on their website, and then I'll order it. And you can't order a property unless it's a new home. So then you've got to engage with the agent. But that's where you're starting your journey. So I would definitely say, if I was a landlord, how do I get influence? See, it's the influencing. I'm told that I'm an influencer and I use LinkedIn. That is my weapon of choice. 98% of my business comes from LinkedIn. I say things, people come to me and say, here's a guy who's got an opinion, or hopefully they say, here's a guy in the know. So why don't agents use Facebook and do the same thing? They don't need to say to everybody, wow, I'm brilliant. I mean, on LinkedIn, I don't say, I've listed 18,000 properties. I've sold 9,000 probably. I'm brilliant. I just give opinions about what's happening in the property world. And people go, oh, that's insightful. He knows what he's doing. I think the phrase is he knows his onions. And they make contact with me. And that's what agents should do. And it influences people. I have companies that will be looking at what I post on LinkedIn for 6 weeks. And all of a sudden, managing director will ring me up and say, Andrew, I want you to do some work for us. And I don't even know he's been there. I don't even know he's eavesdropping on what I'm up to. And that's what agents should do. You know, and if he just did that, and it doesn't mean I've listed this love. What I see on social media drives me crazy is when people post and they are in front of a lovely three-bed semi or a chocolate box cottage, and they go, we've just sold this. And I'm thinking, no surprise. An idiot could sell that. Tell me something that's interesting. Tell me something that's happening in the local marketplace. I'm just getting divorced, and it's really traumatic. How can you help me? That would be much better. If I saw a post and it said, okay, you just lost your wife, you just lost your husband, you're getting divorced, and we do this, I'd be thinking, that's me. I'm going to go to that agent. But agents don't do that.
They don't do it.
And actually, we are social workers. We are psychiatrists. We do all that sort of stuff.
So really, probably the best prop tech is social media, using the telephone and communicating the best way to attract people to you by being an influencer.
Yeah, I think so. I Googled myself and I was told that I was an influencer and I thought it was a joke. I thought to be an influencer, you had to be about 14 and selling fish fingers. And then I thought about it and I thought, well, actually, no, I suppose I do influence people because I'm not saying I'm intelligent or bright. I'm just determined and people know I don't actually make stuff up. I look at the bottom line statistics and my stuff and people like that, take comfort in that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.